This is the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, now joined by Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City to take a look at the forecast. Start with Brazil for me, please.
Well, it certainly looks as though the majority of Brazil is going to see ideal weather. There has been a little bit of delay here recently with the harvest in Mato Grosso. In fact, areas southward into Paraná and parts of São Paulo have also seen a fairly high frequency of precipitation here recently, and the end result of this is that fieldwork has been slowed down. The pace originally was really quite aggressive. We will see conditions improve, though, as we move further out in time. Probably as we get out towards the middle and latter parts of next week, there'll be a lot less precipitation occurring, and these farmers will be back in the fields rather aggressively. Outside of that, we've got that drought that's still prevailing in northeastern portions of Brazil, and that is going to continue for just a few more days, and then there's going to be some scattered showers and thunderstorms that will help to ease some of that dryness. Now, that area only produces about 4% of the corn and 4% of the soybeans, and it certainly isn't going to be a total loss. But so whatever they lose up that way will be countered by the good conditions in the rest of the country. Argentina continues to have a generally improving outlook. You know, it was just a couple of weeks ago that a big part of the country was standing in water, and there was a lot of concern about lost production. And we've been now 2 full weeks without rain in some parts of that same region, and showers and thunderstorms are going to be returning as we go forward into the end of this week, probably Thursday into Saturday. We'll see showers and thunderstorms, and the ground will become moist again, and there should not be any further issues with production in the majority of Argentina. As we go through February, I think we'll see a good mix of rain and sunshine, and all of this extreme weather that we've had over the past few months should become history.
How about other places you've been watching?
Well, I'll tell you what. Actually, what we have right now developing is rather interesting. And that is that yesterday, NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's ENSO model, flashed a very significant El Niño forecast. In fact, the model has become very aggressive with trying to produce an El Niño event that would begin in March and April and be underway in a significant manner from April through the summer. Now, I have to be honest with you, I think this is a very aggressive forecast that I don't buy. I think that there might be some El Niño tendencies as we move through the spring and into early summer, but I think the model, I don't know what it's got a hold of, but I think it's way ahead of itself. So if you hear rumors out there about El Niño coming back, it might be true, but I think the model is just too aggressive right now. If that happens, of course, there might be a little bit more support in our marketplace, because India would have a rough summer, possibly, with more dryness. And the same could happen in palm oil production areas in Indonesia and Malaysia. The Philippines could run into some problems, as well as mainland areas of Southeast Asia. Here in the U.S., it might actually help us have another halfway decent summer with a good mix of shower and thunderstorm activity and temperatures that are not necessarily oppressively hot.
Thanks, Drew.
You bet. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm Todd Gleason.